Let's go to finance news, and the Federal Agriculture Minister says there are encouraging signs about the prospect of striking a free trade agreement with China.
Now, Barnaby Joyce is in China working on the proposed free trade deal. It's expected to be announced in November when the Chinese leaders visit Australia for the G20. Mr Joyce told Lateline talks about the possible agreement have been positive so far.
And then we have a delegation over here, Emma, with us of 38 senior Australian business people. And I've just come from dinner then with some senior Chinese businessmen in Beijing. And they're all looking forward to an increase in this relationship. And they all acknowledge that it will bring a great expansion in the commercial benefit to both countries and to the flow of money back through the farm gate in Australia, which is, and that's who I represent, farmers in Australia, mums and dads who need more money on the table so they can get a better return and a better dignity in their life. That's why we're here.
OK, let's go to the markets. The Dow closed more than 0.5% higher. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 also rose. In London, though, the FTSE slipped slightly. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $95 a barrel. Tapas is at $101 a barrel. And gold this morning is worth $1,235 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying 91 US cents, 70 euro cents and 56 pence sterling.